eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Good setting the tone by a producer back at the station, Mr. Joe Wechter. We are at Borgata today. It is certainly a football Friday, and we already got some people here. Guys, make yourself heard. Jeez. They were anticipating a turnout like we had last week, which could well be. They actually put partitions up here, but we moved them.
Okay.
Because we wanted to be bonding with the fans.
I guess they were afraid of the noise on the mics, I guess.
They were afraid that they would attack us with the ecstasy of a big football game at the lake.
Well, they can still throw stuff.
Or possibly, they can. Or possibly they've heard something untoward from Mr. Johnson, and they wanted to finally get a chance to beat him up.
Oh.
But we have John Johnson's here today. Al's here. I'm here. Rhea's back at the station. Hi, Rhea.
Hello.
Oh, the excitement, Rhea. This is insane. We are 2 days away from the NFC Championship game. And we got a fabulous show for you today. We got our regular experts on. Mike Lombardi at 7, Dick Vermeil at 8. At 9, we have our former intern, who is now far more successful than all of us put together, from the NFL Network, Colleen Wolf.
Superstar.
Awesome. Jay Black's checking in to talk about the crew we will be hearing do the game on TV for Fox at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And we got a whole bunch of other surprises and fun stuff planned today. But I want to start today with a face-to-face with these fans who are listening at 6 o'clock in the morning. I want you to understand, there are people who came out. Wow, look, more people just showed up, Al. There are people that left at 3 a.m.
Left
to
what,
drive
the bar?
Here. They're in the Bucks County.
Oh.
And they got up at 3 o'clock to come out here in anticipation of what this could be our final show.
Yeah, we do that every day.
What do you mean?
Get up at 3 o'clock.
Yes.
No, but they didn't have to.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah, we should pay them then.
No, you pay them. Right? I was impressed by that.
They're coming down. Everybody's got Eagles gear on, so
yes,
they're coming in for the celebration.
My God, all these people just showed up.
Yeah.
Hell, this could be scary. All right, anyway, I want to start by talking directly to the fans, and I want to talk to fans that are listening right now. Who are going now? There's a guy here with a mummer's hat, just like the hat.
Kelsey's hat.
The Kelsey hat. He's going to come on now because he is a season ticket holder.
Right.
And he just told me that he paid $275 to be six rows from the field.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Do you know what he would get if he put those on the secondary market now?
Oh,
ten times that minimum.
Yeah, a lot more.
Right?
A lot more.
But it didn't even occur to him. Because he's an Eagles fan.
Well, then he could afford long pants.
No.
What are you doing, Al?
Simon and John just showed up here, too. This is going to be fun today. All right. Anyway, it's your time, people. And I want you to understand what's going on. Yesterday, Al, the major topic of discussion was not about the whys or wherefores of the game, although I think you pointed out a great point just a moment ago.
What was that?
Quarterback versus quarterback.
That's simple.
Come on.
That's it.
Not that complicated.
Yep.
But they were talking about the environment in the building.
Right.
Because there's been a lot of conversation about it this week. And it all, I guess, Deebo Samuel of San Francisco. I went on San Francisco radio yesterday.
Nice. Did you point out the little hands?
I did point that out. It didn't play as well in San Francisco as it played here. Yeah? But what I did hear just prior to going on, there's a couple of lunkheads calling in saying they don't know what's coming in Philadelphia. We are going to take over Philly. And they were referring out to what happened in Game 2 a year ago, where they did occupy the Art Museum steps. They're planning to go back there this weekend.
Oh, cool.
They believe, I don't know how many got tickets. It's hard to say. Secondary market, maybe they got money, whatever it is. But they do plan to be present and accounted for at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Right.
And when they brought me on, I laughed in their faces.
Mm-hmm. Good for
and
you.
I said,
well played.
You jackasses have no idea. None. And I can prove it, Al, because one of their best players, Deebo Samuel,
right,
he came on and made a dumb comment. Mm-hmm. And this was the comment he made.
We know it's going to be loud, but no stadium is as loud as ours. But at the end of the day, you know, they're at home, NFC Championship. They're going to be all riled up. And, you know, it don't really too much. We don't really too much feed into all that. You know, we put the pads on and just go to work.
All right, let me make this clear to Deebo and everybody. San Francisco is not in the same league with Philadelphia when it comes to atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You've been all over North America.
Right.
We're top five in every sport.
Oh, yeah.
We're
absolutely
top five in every sport.
Yeah.
San Francisco, no, not even close. A, they ain't taking over the link, and B, they are not prepared for what they're going to hear.
Yeah.
This is where you guys come in. It's important. So, D'Amico Ryan's played here.
Yes.
He's a defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good defensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. He's very good. In fact, he may end up with a head coaching job.
Mm-hmm.
But he made it clear. He knows what to expect. Here's what he said.
The environment, it'll be hostile. It'll be loud, right, as it should be. NFC Championship game, right, we're in their stadium. We're on their turf. We understand it's going to be hostile. But we also have to understand you block out all of those distractions, and you just go and play the best football you can play for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, good luck with that. Trent Williams played for Washington.
Yeah.
So he was here.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good player, too, by the way.
Very good.
They have a lot of really good players.
That's why they're here.
They're in the NFC Championship game. But he also said that he knows the attitude the fans would have toward the Niners.
You know, Philly is just one of those places where, you know, those fans, they make a difference. They get under your skin, you know, they yell at you. They don't stop, so. When you walk into there, you know they let you know that you're not welcome.
All right, listen, you need to do that, all of you. I know there's a whole number. Look at all the people here already.
Mm-hmm.
A number of you going to the game. People, you're the advantage.
We have a job on Sunday at 3 p.m.
Thank you, Rhea. Talk to them. You're going. Talk
no,
to them.
No, they absolutely have a job to literally not let Brock Purdy think for 1 second.
Perfect. Beautifully said. This is a rookie quarterback who thinks he's ready for it. Make sure he's not.
He has not faced a defense ranked in the top 12. The
right.
only top one he faced was Dallas last week, and they didn't get a ton done last week.
They sure didn't. All right, let's go to the Eagles side of this. Fletcher Cox is talking about the fans and what they need to do on Sunday.
If you think the stadium was loud last week, you know, just wait until Sunday. We got to keep the crowd in it the entire game because we're going to need it. And we are looking forward to it because if the crowd is loud, they got to go, you know, silence cadence the whole time. And that's what we want, right? We wanted them to not be able to hear to get their calls in and get their checks in. And that's the advantage of playing in Philly.
You know, the central theme here is, Johnson, all of the Eagle players all week have been trying to cue the fans to go to another level.
Yeah.
To be beyond, to be what the Phillies fans were in the postseason.
Absolutely, but a little
That's
more
it.
Hostile.
Even more, yeah, well, Eagle fans tend to be more hostile.
Within the limits.
I think this is really a major theme now, what's going on. And the best example would have been, and Nick Sirianni talked about it yesterday, Al, this is called the whoa moment.
Whoa. Right?
Now, I'm going to let you hear the way he described what Jonathan Gannon experienced when he was here 5 years ago with the Vikings. because they came out in that game. The Eagles smoked them 38-7.
Yeah, yeah.
Same score as what they beat the Giants at last week. And they came out, and here's the way Nick yesterday described the woe moment.
Jonathan Gannon always jokes around about when he was in 2017, when he was with the Vikings, and they came into Lincoln Financial in the NFC Championship game. He just Jonathan, every time he talks about it, he's like, "Whoa, that was we were talking about that, and so you know, make the other team right. Where's the cameras? Make the other team say, "Whoa," of how Jonathan Gannon did in 5 or 6 years ago. That'd be my message.
You know, that's great. You were saying before a few minutes ago how Sirianni is starting to be not liked around the league, around the country. And the more he's not liked, the more I like him.
Yeah.
Because he's more us.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
When he's mugging for the camera, Johnson, earlier this week, Jonesy said, they're going to use that. I'm going to let him use it. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He's really getting Philadelphia-ized.
Yeah.
He's so much more Philadelphia than he was two years ago.
It's the one of us. Monster.
But anyway, yeah. Joe Wechter back there said, well, if you're going to play Nick talking about Gannon saying the wall moment, why don't we hear directly from Gannon, defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon, talking about what it was like 5 years ago?
In warmups, a guy that I was, you know, coaching, he looked at me with a look in his eye like, whoa, you know, Harrison Smith. And I said, whoa, back. Like, you could feel the energy, and it's awesome. I mean, this is one of the best atmospheres that you're going to get in the National Football League.
Rhea Hughes said it perfectly a minute ago. Philadelphia Eagle fans, you have a job. And your job, Rhea, you're going to be there,
yes.
So you have this job,
yes.
Too. Make it as uncomfortable as you can. The circumstances, Al, are better here than I can ever think to intimidate because the main player, the number one player on the other team, is a rookie from Iowa State,
right,
who was the last pick in the 7th round,
yes,
and has never, ever faced this pressure of an NFC championship game and the pressure of a hostile environment. This is your moment to take the Eagles to the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
And you need to do it. You need to
do it. No voices on Monday.
Right. Rhea, if you have a voice on Monday, we're suspending you.
Okay.
And if you don't, we're suspending you because we won't be able to hear you. See you on Tuesday.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, let me get some calls here, but I just want to get that message out early and often today that you will be a factor in what happens Sunday. And answering whether or not the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, and frankly, whether I go to the scrap heap.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because, Al, if the Eagles lose, I'm done.
Yep.
That's it. It's over.
Next Friday.
Do you sound nostalgic about it? Wow, are you really upset?
With sleep.
I'll tell you, you really know how to tap into emotion. You're amazing.
What are you going
to
do?
Let's start the call.
Go to early mass now.
Let's go to Bella to kick things off today. Hi, Bella.
Hi, Angel. I'm a voice from your PS, Bella from South Philly.
I haven't heard from you in 30 years, Bella.
Well, almost 30 years, yeah.
You sound younger now. How did you do it?
I don't know. I'm going backwards. I'm 76.
Wow.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I'm still, you know, watching football.
Well, but anyway, what do you feel right now? What do you think?
Oh, please. I watched that game, the Cowboys and the Niners. They were tied 9-9. Nobody looked like they knew what they were doing. That quarterback, seriously, our backup is better than him. And our backup is what didn't do that great a job.
No, so, I agree with you. I think he is.
Yeah, I have no fear. If you've seen Brian Dawkins' Instagram talking about the players know what's expected of them, and this is what is expected of the fans. And he lays it out. You know how Dawkins lays it out. So we're ready.
Dawkins is a fan leader.
Yes.
I don't know anybody that the fans responded more to in the past 30 years than Brian Dawkins, Bella. If he's out there cranking the fans up, you know how important they think it is.
Yeah. Now I got two things to say, and then I'll leave you. I was going to write you a poem, but it's hard to say words that have to rhyme. So anyway, when I started listening to you, I was married to a man for 25 years who would not allow football in the house.
What?
I'm serious. We separated in 1992. Okay? My mother was a big fan of yours. So she says, you know, start listening to WIP. Take something off your mind and get back into football. He's gone. I can't tell you how much fun you made my life at that time. That would have been a difficult time. Single mother now, kids, you know what I mean? Just wonderful. And my father got a hat that said South Philly Bella's dad. And when my mother was sick and frail at the end of her life, she sat with WIP next to her head. You don't realize the effect that you guys have on people and the joy that you bring to people. You brought me back my passion for football, and you made me laugh. And I thank you, Angelo. And Al. Hi, Al.
Good day. How are you doing?
Bella, thank you. Thank you for those kind words.
Means I got a lot.
I have never heard in my whole life, Bella, a spouse.
Didn't allow football?
A spouse who banned football from. I'm amazed you lasted that long with that man.
The people that watch football it was just stupid. And now he's an old man, and he goes in people's houses and sits down and watches football. I'm gonna take a hammer to him. But anyway, that's kind of cool.
Bella, you're awesome.
I just
awesome.
Wanted to say one thing. You were talking about Philadelphia-izing people, and it's amazing, really, when guys come here. You came here, and like all of a sudden they get us.
Yep.
They understand us. Jason Kelsey, what's he from, Ohio or someplace like that? He gets us, but he's wrong about one thing, and I have to correct him if you're listening, Jason. He says no one likes us and we don't care. We care. We don't want them to like us. We love it when they talk bad about us. I hate when they talk good about us on TV. And by the way, Chris Collinsworth, it should be illegal for him to call an Eagles game.
Right.
But seriously, we want to be disliked. We take pride in that. So, Kelsey,
I got you, Bella. I love you. Thank you for checking back in with us, and thank you for those inspiring words. You're awesome, Bella. Nothing but a happy life from here. Thank you.
Thank you. All
thank
right.
you, Bella.
Bye-bye.
That's Bella.
She was awesome.
No
she
football.
Was a long time ago. Who does that?
I don't know.
That's a deal breaker. Johnson, if your wife says that's it, no more affection.
Yeah.
If you're watching football,
yeah.
What wins, football or your wife?
Well, I could change the locks. It's easy.
Two,
change
one,
the
five.
Wife.
Two,
pretty sure it'd be the other
two,
way
one,
around.
Five. Seems like we gave her an opening. 215-592-9494. We come back. I got a couple of people we're going to bring out. This guy here out with the mummer's hat.
Yeah.
Because he could get 10 times what he paid for these tickets, and it's not even a possibility. And I have seen Simon John around here, and Simon John is, I think right now, he is preparing his remarks, Hal, for You Are Looking Live. That's all coming up in the next segment. We're here live at Borgata, WIP Sports Time, 617.
Don't go another day with putting up with cold showers, clogged drains, or leaky faucets. Call Horizon Services and take care of all your plumbing needs today. Horizon has technicians standing by to service or replace your old water heater, fix that garbage disposal, repair that leak, replace that plumbing fixture, and clear that drain as soon as today. That's right. Even enjoy hot water again fast by calling to install a new water heater as soon as today. Horizon's trucks are fully stocked and ready to provide professional expert plumbing services. Only Horizon can clear your drains, stop your leaks, and replace your water heater with same-day service. Your friends and neighbors have trusted the number one rated plumbing team for years. Now it's your turn. Today's the day to resolve all your plumbing worries. Call 800-999-1995 or book in seconds at horizoneasybook.com.
Welcome live from Borgata on a Football Friday. Couple of things first here. Al, I got an emergency text message this morning from our NASA correspondent,
Clifford
W. Lentz, and he is seeing good things as karma for the birds in the sky.
What happened?
He is reporting, Al, that a green comet will be visible in the Philadelphia skies on February 1st and 2nd.
Yep.
The last time we had something happening that was highly good for us
right.
in the sky was 5 years ago when there was a blood moon lunar eclipse just before the... Just before the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
There's nothing like a blood moon lunar eclipse.
No, Cliff is saying that the green comet and the blood moon lunar eclipse are omens for victory.
Oh, yeah.
Stretch there, right?
Nothing there out? Nothing?
Oh, yeah. Blood moon
means good
things.
That's not good. Ava Graham's back there. Here's another thing to watch out for. Ava, I am excited about what we are going to see from Miles Sanders on Sunday. Mm. What's he got going on?
So he has cleats. And he showed them off yesterday on his Instagram for DeMar Hamlin, his friend. So they're both Pittsburgh guys. He tweeted, or he put out on Instagram, it's these nice blue cleats. You can see them with the number 3 on our WIP Morning Show Twitter. And DeMar Hamlin shared it himself on his.
No, they're very cool.
Yes, very
They're unbelievably cool. I guess somebody designs these, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I don't think he just takes a crayon.
No, I mean an actual designer where you could buy them.
Yeah,
like they're very cool.
Well, no, they all design their own for special. They're the NFL allows them.
They should market it.
Well, the NFL allows you to wear them to the game.
Just picture my foot with that thing on it. Would that look good? Mm.
You know what? Every time I see your foot, I wonder how Maxie could have dared to put New Balance on his.
All right, come on, Al. You're still getting me for New Balance?
I sat next to
you. Do you understand it's hot now?
I can't.
Do you understand? Wow, I waited out New Balance till it got trendy.
Hold on. Calm down on
this
that
is
hot
trendy.
Thing there.
Hell. No,
what you're seeing right there is trendy.
Al said, and this is what he's trying to say, is he sat next to Tyrese Maxie.
I was telling him to get rid of the New Balance.
Well, you're wrong to do that, Al. That is rude. That is rude. Ava Graham, we only have one question today because there's only one question that matters.
Exactly. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore. It's Chevy Equinox Month. January means huge savings on every Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. Who will win Sunday's NFC Championship game at Lincoln Financial Field? Eagles or Niners?
Let's make our picks right now, guys. I got Eagles win and go to the Super Bowl 27-17. Ooh. Al Morganti.
I have the Eagles 35-10.
That's great.
Whoa.
I will go to Al.
Whoa.
Al, can I? All right. That's a great score. But when I just went to you, it appeared like you were not even prepared for the question.
Well, no.
It's a football. Al, if not now. We're running out of weeks.
All you have to do is come up with an answer.
I know, but it seems like you pulled that out of your rear end.
Yeah. No.
If I go to you at 8:40
and I'll be gone.
What was your
I'll be checked out by then. I'll be mentally tapped out by then.
I guarantee you will not remember your predicted score.
Who are they playing?
Johnson.
Unreal.
Johnson.
Eagles 27-20.
There you go.
Rhea Hughes.
Eagles 28-16.
Ooh, Ava 16. Graham.
Eagles 34-24.
All right. Wow, that's a lot of points.
Wow.
All right, we have a gentleman here who may have an effect on the outcome of the game. He would like to be known by Foxy.
Foxy.
And Al, he is from Westchester, and he is wearing the authentic Mummer's hat that was worn by Jason Kelce at the rally 5 years ago.
Well, it's kind of, it's a replica, let's say
it's
that.
It's not the actual hat, but it is a replica. Yeah. And Foxy,
very
say
good
hi
replica
to everybody
too.
Today. How you doing, Fox?
Good morning, everybody. I got this hat through James May Design.
Nice.
And it's a Keep the Drive Alive. It's a it's benefiting Mummers Against Cancer.
Nice.
Excellent.
It's a great cause. So
great cause.
I had an opportunity to purchase one, and they told me it would be ready on February 9th, and I said, that's not good enough.
Right.
I said, I need it for the game. And then I realized, oh, I'm going to the Borgata. I need it
for the Borgata
the next day. So I picked it up yesterday.
Well, you were bright and early here. It seems like you want the game to be played right now. You're so excited. And you will be there. Is that correct?
Yes, I
will. Where will you be seated, Foxy?
I will be seating in section 129.
Right.
Six rows from the field in the end zone.
Right. Now, you told me that you paid the face value, your season ticket holder, $275.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right now, Foxy, if you went secondary market, Al, for the two tickets, you get minimum 5 large. Am I right?
Yes.
Is it ever been any kind of a consideration that you would give those up for the money?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm a season ticket holder. I go to all Eagles games.
But it's more than that, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a bond with the generations of Foxy's family. Is it not?
Yes. I'm going with my daughter. So it'll be your first NFC championship game. It'll be my fifth.
Ooh, right, but wow. 5 years ago, you were in a similar position. We have two daughters, right? Ooh. So you could only take one. So this gives you a chance to clear the record in your own family.
Yep. It? My oldest daughter had to wait 5 long years.
Right.
And I told her, hon, it's not that long. I said, I've waited a heck of a lot longer. So did millions and millions of other people. So.
All right. Foxy, are you going to make a racket? On Sunday, are you going to make noise? Are you going to give the Eagles a big advantage in that football game?
Absolutely. I'm going to scream my head off, and so is my daughter.
Will you also target Brock Purdy because he's a little nervous? He's a rookie, and he's never been anything like this. Do we see that as a vulnerable moment for them? Are you going to try to exploit that?
Absolutely. I plan to go into the game about an hour early and voice my opinion to him personally, Angelo.
I like it, Foxy. Now, very Foxy, nice. I have been told that you have a unique skill. In fact, Judge, I believe you have actually presented this on Johnson's Overnight Show. Is that right, Johnson?
He has a great impersonation.
You have you know what? Don't even say who it is. Let's see if our listeners can pick it up. All right, Foxy, you ready to try your impersonation?
Let's give it a whirl.
Let's try it. Here is Foxy from Westchester.
It's 3rd-and-7 as the Eagles wisely employ 6 defensive backs. In comes Christian McCaffrey along with Brandon Ayuk, who's operating as a 3rd wide receiver split to the far side, and Deebo Samuel is in the slot to the near side as Purdy takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He's hit. He fumbles the football. It's picked up by Hassan Reddick. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's going to go. And there's another $600 to Frito-Lay. And it's a great day for a Snapple beverage. Snapple, made from the best stuff on earth. And now let's go down to the field and have a word from Howard.
Oh, nice. Boxing.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Seriously, Foxy, if we got 68,000 of you there, we ain't losing that game. Foxy, thank you so much. Enjoy. Thank you for taking this team to the Super Bowl. You're going to do it on Sunday. I know you are. Thank you, my man.
Yes, we will. Thank you, guys. Right.
Beautiful
job. That's
a cool
hat he's got.
Who is
imagine
that?
A whole crowd,
fired
a whole
up
section
is him.
With those hats
on. Look how wired he is. It's Friday morning. It's 6:30 mm-hmm. out. There's 2.5 days to go.
He's going right to the parking lot from here.
I like it. It's a long tailgate. John's out of line next. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, John. Angelo. How are you?
Are you going? Are you going to the game? You are. How'd you get the tickets?
I won them from you.
Oh.
That's a good way to do it. All right. That's beautiful, John. Are you excited?
Oh man. I'm the guy from Maine, Angelo. I was gonna bring you a cooler full of snow. But I had to decide whether I was going to the Borgata to give it to you or what, but anyway, yeah.
No, I don't
so
want
excited.
The snow. You made the right decision. John, are you on your way here? Where are you right now?
I'm in Massachusetts. I left Maine at 4 this morning.
Wow.
And I'm going to the pep rally at Chickies and Pete's tonight with my sister,
great.
Kristen, who called in yesterday. And so we're going to go there, and then we're going to another pep rally after that at McSorley's, I think.
Wow. Well, I'll see you because I'm going to be at that Chickies and Pete's one at 6 o'clock tonight.
Looking forward to seeing you and the rest of the crew that's there and just kind of getting in the vibe. I can't wait to get to Philly, and one of the first things I'm doing this afternoon is getting a hoagie somewhere.
That's a very nice. Good idea. I will say this, John. Al can relate because we've made that trek up and down I-95 many times. Enjoy Connecticut. what an awful state that is. John, I'll see you tonight. Bring the heat. You're in our seats. I love it. Thank you, John.
You can also bring the snow.
I don't want the snow.
I'm just saying.
Hell, he's bringing me a cooler snow.
We haven't had it. It'd be the only snow he got all year.
Yeah. Well, that's fine with
me. We can bring it to the game and throw a snowball. Make him feel at home.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Change the narrative. Throw it at you.
The first epic moment of today's Football Friday show. Mm-hmm. So, man, I can't even begin to describe my appreciation that he came back for our final season here. His name is Simon John. And Simon John has been going. John, how many years you been going to Eagles games?
50.
50 years, and you're like 52, so you're a baby.
Crazy.
All right, so you've been doing this your whole life. It's 2.5 days from the game. What are you feeling right now?
Nervous right now.
Yeah?
You don't want to get this far and go home disappointed. Yep.
So the tailgate, it's a 3 o'clock game. The tailgate's starting early in Sunday morning.
The lot's open 8 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
All right.
We'll be there probably 6:30.
Big spread?
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing?
Everything.
Is everybody more nervous before a game this important? What's it like?
I think most people are excited. I get nervous. I'm even last week, I'm nervous till the final.
All right.
Final bell.
Well, this is our toughest opponent of the season. No question about that. They got a great defense. But the Eagles got a lot of weapons. And Jalen Hurts looks like he's playing the way Jalen Hurts could play again. I got a good feeling. Like I said, 27-17. What do you think?
I think they win. If we play our best, we're the better team. You got to come out and take the game to them because they're tough. They're not going to lay down like the Giants. You were talking about pricing. There's no price.
No price?
Well, my wife would disagree, but I would say, seriously, somebody would have to give me $10,000 for not to go.
Wow. Yeah, I got to tell you something. If you took the
$10,000. Everything has a price.
I would almost, if I was a Niners fan, almost pay you that just to keep you out because you are a leader in your community. John, you ready? You want to do this?
I lost my voice overnight,
That's
too.
That's okay.
So.
All right. If you're ready, we're ready.
We're ready.
Let's set up this game.
Anticipation, drama, and excitement dramatically increase as the NFL playoffs progress. Unfortunately for some, so does the level of disappointment. Now at the conference championships, and it becomes unlike any other Sunday. In each locker room, the champagne will be on ice, along with championship hats, shirts, and newspaper headlines declaring victory. So, so close, and yet, you are looking live at Sold Out Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. It's the NFC Championship between the two teams who have been superior to all this entire season. The visiting 49ers bring to town the league's number one defense, but all the talk surrounds rookie quarterback Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. Win today, and he will become one of the most relevant men in America over the next 2 weeks. The hometown Eagles have branded the postseason a Philly thing. They're not talking cheesesteaks and pretzels. They're banking that one of the fiercest, most intimidating fan bases in all of sports can help to push, prod, and propel them to a confetti-filled Saturday night in South Philly. Eagles, 49ers, one team's hopes and dreams will remain on ice. The other, it's on to Arizona and Super Bowl 57.
Wow! Oh, Simon John crushes it.
There you go.
How do you do that, John?
Goosebumps.
Fans got to bring it to them.
Ava's got goosebumps. We got goosebumps with, I don't know how you do that, but you're a master. We're going to do this one more time, you know.
Okay.
We're going to do it in 2 weeks. We're going to do this one more time.
Hopefully. I'll be out there.
Ooh.
You will be out there. So Simon, ladies and gentlemen, one of the heroes, Simon John.
Everybody's talking about Purdy, and they don't know anything. There's Philadelphia Eagle players, Slay, A.J. Brown. They're unaware. Last week was nowhere near what the fans are going to be like Sunday.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be a whole new level.
Whoa. Is the word they're using. John, thank you, man. John, thank you. Thank you, Foxy. These fans are insane. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 638.
Attention BetMGM customers. I have a friend who loves sports as much as you do. Here's a chance for you both to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state that you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the way
All right, welcome back at 6:43. We are live at Fort Goddard on Football Friday before the biggest game in 5 years, NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a whole bunch of things coming up. Mike Lombardi's up top of the hour. Nobody breaks it down better. Nobody.
Yeah.
He's a gridiron genius. Then I do want to introduce you to a fun feud. A feud that is done with, I guess, a little tongue-in-cheek, but also some real, and that is between Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham. It's about what happened at the coin toss last Saturday night when the Eagles were facing the Giants. But I want to just start. This is the whole game right here, and Al was making some great points on the Al Morganti portion what they call it, Al?
The something show.
The something show. The whole thing comes down to the quarterback matchup to me.
Yeah.
Because you have Jalen Hurts. My belief is he's the MVP of the league. He's been phenomenal, right? And then you have Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
And I rolled out this stuff yesterday from when he went to the combine. He was the last pick in the last draft.
Right.
The final pick, Mr. Irrelevant. And the reason he was, I want to find out why they didn't rate him high.
Mm-hmm.
And his arm is nothing special.
Right.
Right? He is not a good runner. He doesn't run fast, right?
He moves around a little bit behind the line.
He moves around a little bit, but no more than the norm. No more than an average quarterback.
There's nothing
would.
Impressive about it.
And when he was at the combine, they asked him to jump twice because they could not believe how low his jump was. Johnson, picture that like you were against like one of those partitions.
Yeah, you got to reach up and, okay.
From the standing position, he was only able to jump 27 inches up. That is bad.
For a potential professional athlete, that's really
bad. In other words, here's what I'm going to say. If he is attempting a jump pass in the game Sunday, it will probably be swatted down.
Yeah.
Because he's 6'1 and can't jump an extra 3 feet.
Assuming he's still able to grip the ball with that pressure.
No, the ball will only be released out from like 6'3.
Right.
That is not good when you got guys 6'7 who are on the other side of the line.
Mm-hmm. How does he hold the ball in general with those hands?
Well, that's the last part.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Al. He has alarmingly tiny hands.
Alarmingly.
Like, if he, let's just say, for example, I'm just giving you an example. He went on like Bumble, right, Al? Or what do they call it?
He has him on a dating
Grindr?
Website.
Right, Grindr. Or what's the one?
Tinder.
Tinder. Hold on, you're not supposed to say that. Tinder.
Oh, my God.
I don't know these sites. I don't know what they are.
I'm afraid you do.
But I believe Al. Hey, let's just say he went on the first date, and the woman saw the hands.
Yeah,
I think she would lose interest. Just my opinion.
Yeah, they're shockingly small.
I mean, they're shockingly small.
A double take small.
Not as shocking as what he's on.
All right. Well, all right. Anyway, all I'm saying is he's got to be the guy. He's got to be the target.
Yes.
Because Al, as well as he has played, he has never played that well.
He's not faced a defense like this, a defensive line.
He is dropping back, and here comes Temple's own Hassan Reddick.
Oh, my God.
Is he ready for how fast that guy is?
He is not ready for Temple Strong.
All right, next time he drops back, he's watching out for Reddick. Uh-oh, here comes Hargrave up the middle. Trouble ahead. He is not familiar with this type of a pass rush. So let's make sure, A.
So you like Gannon.
What's that, Al?
You liking Gannon's game plan?
No, I didn't mention Gannon.
Well, yes,
why are you bringing Gannon?
Well, you just
I'm
said
mentioning the talent of that defense.
Yeah, you
I
gotta
did not mention Gannon.
Well, you got to set him loose.
I am not sending anyone
what
loose.
The hell?
I am just telling you I believe Purdy will have a problem on
of
Sunday.
Of course he will. Look what happened to the quarterback here first time in last year.
Exactly. Yeah. Remember how excited the Giants were about Daniel Jones and what he did against the Vikings?
Yeah.
Then he came in here, and he looked like Daniel Jones of 2 years.
He played a grown-up defense.
Yeah. That's what a good defense does.
And then next year, I would be worried about him.
Yeah.
Because he's been through it.
Yeah. I believe the Eagles will win. The number one reason being they have such an advantage at the most important position, quarterback.
Yep.
Whoa.
And that's where they're going to win it. Let's go to Chris in Clinton. Hi, Chris.
Ange, how are you doing this morning?
What are you feeling, Chrissy?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. I mean, I'm going to be at the closest thing to the game for me. I actually live in Boston, Angelo.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's pretty unfortunate. But there's a bar in Boston full of Greater Philadelphia transplants, and we pack it every Sunday for the Eagles game. So I think maybe someone on your show was actually talking about it a few weeks ago.
All right, hold on. Al lived in Boston. He grew up in Boston. What's the name of the bar, Chris?
It's called the White Bull Tavern. I think they just started doing the Eagles games there a few years ago.
And there's, we're talking here 100, 200 Eagle fans?
Yeah, as many as they can fit in there without the fire department coming.
How cool is that? All right, so you guys will be partying in Boston when the Eagles are playing at 3 o'clock Sunday.
Yep, and I'm going to get there 4 hours early just to make sure I get there.
Wow, that sounds like a party. So what do you think? Easy win, tough win? What do you feel?
I think we're going to win by four, Angelo. I think it's going to be 27-23. I do think that the Niners are going to get some chunk plays with Kittle down the middle because Kaiser White hasn't been playing quite as well recently, and the safeties are a little, Blankenship isn't great in coverage. But I'm feeling pretty confident right now. One other thing I wanted to say with Jalen Hurts, I think Al in his two segments when he actually has the energy at like 5:30. he was talking about why they aren't giving him respect right now. And I think it's just because, all of these analysts are these traditional pocket quarterbacks like Chris Sims. He wasn't a good traditional pocket quarterback, but he was one, right? And they haven't seen a quarterback like him be as successful as him really ever, I don't think. Right? Like, the last time a quarterback similar to him was Russell Wilson, who actually won the Super Bowl. And Russell Wilson doesn't run nearly as well as Jalen Hurts, right? And so
great point.
I feel like he's going to prove him wrong this year. So I'm getting pumped for the game. I'll take video. I'll send them to your email.
Please do. Chris. Chris, bring us home a win from Boston, Massachusetts. Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, our leader has arrived. And he is on the line right now to address the fans. The leader of the Dirty 30. Jason is here. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, team.
All right, Jason, are you excited?
Angelo, I am overjoyed. And there is no way that they're going to come into our house and take the NFC Championship game away from us. It's not happening, okay?
All right. If
San Francisco thinks that they're going to win, wake up and smell the coffee. It's time that you face reality because we're going to San Francisco and we're two games away from making every Eagles fan dream come true.
That's beautiful. Jason, would you take a moment here and address directly the fans of Philadelphia?
Absolutely, and listen, guys. Anybody who's going to the game, you need to be loud and be proud, all right? You need to bring 100% of the voice, all right? The fans, the players are going to feed off of it and everything, okay? It's going to be 31-17, all right? And we're going to be partying in South Street, okay? And I cannot wait.
Jason, I think you have said it beautifully. You have said it as a leader should. Please, could you wrap this up with a scintillating Eagle cheer?
Sure, Ange. You ready? Give me one, Jonesy.
Give me one.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Our leader has spoken. Thank you, Jason. Great job as always. All right, I got to give you some winners and weasels. Johnson, would you please tell people what they're playing for in our winners and weasels game?
Sure. Today you're playing for a $50 Visa gift card, a $25 gift card to Philly Pretzel Factory, and Eagles, it's a Philly Think Beanie hat, and a Philadelphia Eagles Concord East t-shirt.
All right, please understand that although it has been a work in progress for several years now since the championship in 2017, it was this week that one Eagle was given the ultimate award, and that is Executive of the Year. Yep. My winner of the week is Howie Roseman, who said to me before the first game this season,
"But I got you, bro. I got you."
There you go.
And he did.
He did. He was right.
15 out of 18 games they have won. When the Eagles win Sunday, think about this. They will have won 16 games this year, which was the entire schedule 3 years ago.
100%, man.
If I thought, Al, you remember how many wins? We're going to win 16 this year. We'd all laugh at people. Mm-hmm. They will win 16 if they win on Sunday. Howie Roseman put the team together. He is the one responsible for all the additions that raised their game to this level. He is my winner of the week because he got executive of the year this week. Weasel of the week, oh, my God. How is he employed? You have asked this question constantly, Johnson.
Yep.
You have asked this question all the time. He was an awful quarterback whose only link to the NFL was his far more successful father. And then he comes out this week on a podcast, and he just won't let it go. He won't admit that Jalen Hurts is a very good NFL quarterback, and he said this, and this is why he's my weasel.
If he was playing for the Eagles, and if Jalen Hurts was playing for the Giants, I mean, how much did the Eagles win by? 20 still? 30?
I don't think
might be closer.
I don't think it's a whole lot different because Daniel Jones is going to be able to do the same thing. I mean, he can do some of the things that Jalen Hurts. Yeah, maybe not as good a runner, but we know he's really close. It's not like, oh, whoa, way better. Again, if you're going to ask me who I'd rather have as a passer, I'd rather have Daniel Jones.
He'd rather have Daniel Jones
God,
as a passer.
Ass,
how are you going to beat that
than Chris Sims?
Al,
my job is to find the best one. Their job is to beat me.
Ugh.
So go out there, kids, and try to win those prizes today. 215-592-9494. Coming up just on our board, we got our favorite Tokyo caller, Al. Marissa, Eagle Shirley's going to be checking in.